Good morning, my friends. Welcome to another wonderful edition of Cannabis Daily. This is your host, Elliot Lane for Benzinga. Thrilled to have you guys with us. Hope you enjoyed a longer weekend. I know some people had Friday off, some people had Monday off. For us, we took the Monday off, and we are back to it, looking at the markets today, though, to see what is happening in cannabis, in stocks, in public markets, and in legislation. So let's dive in. There's plenty of stocks to talk about in what is a difference from last week. Seemed no news was happening last week. But let's start off with Cronos Group, NASDAQ listed CRON, and Ginkgo Bioworks, NYSE listed DNA, announced an achievement of THCV equity milestone. What does that mean, you might ask? Well, we're here to help. Essentially, Cronos used Ginkgo's R&D platform to develop THCV, which is a cannabinoid hypothesized to reduce the appetite-enhancing property of THC. I don't know about y'all. I need some of that in my life because I've gained a few poundage over the last few months. It's meant to support Cronos's pipeline and commercialization strategy. I love this. It's got some science behind it. I love that it's coming with a partnership with a pretty reputable company there. So overall, I'm looking at this as a solid positive for Cronos Group. Juva Life Sciences, JUVAF on the OTC, a cannabis pharmaceutical play, which includes production and distribution for the company, receives an $11.8 million debt financing from our friends at Polaris Equity Group, which is one of the leading REITs in the industry, which is a real estate investment trust, but they are private. Most of these REITs and lenders have gone public, it seems, or are going public, whereas Polaris is perfectly fine where they are and will continue to lead the space. This is good for Juva as it will help support the tenancy of Juva's recently completed Stockton cultivation facility and will also provide working capital and R&D funding. NASDAQ listed IGC, India Globalization Capital, is in the news again, y'all. That's twice in like a week for them. They reached an agreement to license a potential Alzheimer's drug candidate, which has a decade of research behind it from Jawaharlal Nehru Center. I did my best. But props to them. Super excited to see how they can take this and perhaps combine it with some cannabinoid research and medicine. Washington, D.C., that is the District of Columbia specifically, announces local legislation prohibiting most employers from discriminating against cannabis consumers. The exception here from the word most does not cover those whose position is designated as safety sensitive. This news coming to us from Marijuana Moment. Will be interesting to see, for me, how they enforce the safety-sensitive protocol for cannabis versus specifically alcohol. Because I don't know about y'all, but having lived in New York for 7.5 years, I have to tell you, I've seen plenty of bus drivers with those brown paper bags, and you know what's in them. It's not a Dr. Pepper. So with that, it's going to be interesting to see how enforcement perhaps increases for both. Because I do agree the exception should be somewhat made there, but I'm sure more conversation needs to be had. The Vermont governor vetoes a bill on safe drug consumption sites. Republican Governor Phil Scott says it seems counterintuitive to divert resources from proven harm reduction strategies to plan injection sites without clear data on the effectiveness of the approach. Considering most of the harm reduction strategies have come from over-enforcement from law, not saying that it was incorrect at the time, it was the law. But that being said, it seems this is not a good move to continue support from the cannabis community. We'll keep an eye on this, see how it goes, see what is next for Vermont. Recent study on auto insurance data, super exciting. From the Journal of Health Economics, shows that auto insurance premiums decreased in states following the legalization of medical marijuana. This report also from Marijuana Moment. Very, very interesting to see some of that correlate. You know, I think direct correlation is TBD, But that being said, this is the start of what will be ideally a lot more data to come in from this. Congressional leaders are seeking certain protections for Indian tribes who have legalized marijuana within their territory and who are not in states legalizing marijuana. That took a bit to get out. Posabit, POSAF on the OTC, receives $5 million Canadian private placement from an existing institutional investors. Always good to see investors return to invest more in the business. That means they're doing something correctly. This will help them launch into 8 states by the end of the year. I believe that takes their total to the high 20s. I want to say 27. I'm not super sure about that, but Posabit, they're moving along nicely. We should not forget about them as one of the leading POS providers for the retail market. Sundial and Hexo. We'll end here today. This is super interesting news. SNDL on the NASDAQ enters into a purchase agreement in the form of a quote-unquote stalking horse bid to acquire the assets of Zenibis away from Hexo, subject to approval of the Quebec Superior Court and to potential alternative bids. So this does not mean that they have acquired it by any means yet, but they are definitely pursuing it. The assets include a 380,000 square foot indoor grow facility and a decommissioned 255,000 square foot grow that was previously used for packaging and processing. This is super interesting news. Sundial is continuing to move, continuing to be aggressive, and continuing to capitalize on their meme stock status and on their massive investment vehicle, on their creditor status. I really am truly impressed with what Zach George has done over at Sundial. And for that, they are going to be one of my winners of the day, as well as Kronos Group and Ginkgo Bioworks. Watch both of those as they are on U.S. listed exchanges. But when it comes to the others, you see them at the bottom of the screen there. Kronos, Ginkgo, Juva Life, IGC, Posabit, Sundial, and Hexo are all stocks I'm watching today for one reason or another. So y'all, let's do this again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know it was a longer episode, but we had an extra day to catch up on. We will keep it a little bit tighter tomorrow. See you then. Hey, investors, thanks so much for tuning in to Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Stock Picks and News Podcast every day pre-market. Once again, this is not financial advice. Please do your own research. We hope we bring you the best and most efficient news for your investing. Continue to find us on Benzinga.com/cannabis, Benzinga.com/podcasts, or on YouTube on Benzinga's channel.